Now, in February this year, we chatted to lawyer Anlie Besaidenhout about the proposed changes to paternity leave regulations and the fact that while the law enabling them had been signed, they hadn't yet come into effect. So it feels quite symbolic that we are having a follow-up conversation exactly 9 months later. You get my drift. It's the length of a pregnancy. Have we yet given birth to the implementation of the laws? I think everybody knows that something came into effect on the 1st of November, but there's quite a bit of confusion about what it was. So to help us understand where we are in the process, what has been implemented, what is still pending, I'm delighted to welcome back to the show Anlie Besaidenhout, who is Senior Associate in the Employment Practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr. Anlie, thanks so much for chatting to us again. Welcome back.
Thank you, Kippa, and thank you for having me.
Lots of confusion because I believe the parental benefit came into effect on the 1st of November, but not the parental leave per se. And I think we need to start by explaining the difference, if we may. Let's start with the concept of the parent benefit. Anlie, what does that actually mean?
So the Basic Conditions of Employment Act in South Africa does exactly what the name says. It regulates the basic terms that you would usually see in a contract of employment or then incorporated into a policy, but it has a contractual nature. Mm-hmm. And it's that act that has been amended with, in my view, very positive amendments affording parental leave as well as adoption leave and commissioning parental leave and benefits to parents in different types of scenarios. Although the Act has been amended to provide for these minimum terms and conditions, it also states that the benefits to be payable will be payable in terms of the Unemployment Insurance Act, which is a separate piece of legislation mm-hmm. and has been in existence since the early 2000s. And that Act regulates currently Unemployment Insurance Fund benefits, maternity benefits as we know it, and as well as illness benefits. So what the Department of Labor is doing at the moment makes a lot of sense, and although I think a lot of people are getting quite a bit anxious about how long it's taking, but yeah. they're essentially putting everything in place to make sure that the benefits can be paid once they give you the entitlement. So they're not going to give the entitlement to a certain portion of leave until they have the system in place for you to go to your closest Department of Labor in order to claim that benefit.
Okay, so if I'm understanding correctly, the parental leave provision has not yet come into effect, but what they're saying is we're getting ready so that the minute that that does become implemented, you can go to a UIF office and put in a claim the next day. Am I getting it right?
Correct. So the law, the Act is done. There's not going to be further amendments to the nature of the benefit. So we know the days, we know who gets it, we know under which circumstances. At present, they're putting the systems in place for you to go and claim that benefit so that when it's announced, the commencement date, it would be easy for someone to go and claim it immediately as opposed to having to wait for the system.
Okay, so I think this is the really important messaging because a lot of people got excited on the 1st of November and thought, right, if my baby is due in December, I can go claim my 10 days of paternity leave. We're not quite there yet and it's not likely to happen this year, is it, Anlie?
Not that we know. The last time we spoke, we said I think we were working towards September. At this point, it seems that they're making very good progress in putting everything else in place, but we don't have an indication of the commencement date of these benefits yet.
Okay. So the one big concern when we first heard about the paternity leave 10 days, a lot of small businesses in particular contacted me saying, help, I can't afford to give all my employees 10 days of leave. The important thing to note here, Anlie, is it's not the employer who is going to pay. It's going to be the UIF that you apply to as a mother does if she is going on maternity leave and wants to draw benefits. Is that correct?
Correct. So contrary to popular belief, we don't have paid maternity leave in South Africa, and the same principle will apply to the new forms of leave being parental leave, adoption leave, and commissioning parental leave. So for all four of these types of leave then, it won't be paid by the employer, but your employee would be entitled to that time off. Also, it doesn't mean that your employees have to take that form of leave. So if we look at the more traditional maternity leave for a woman who's just given birth, she'd get 4 months. Mm-hmm. That's the only section in the Act which obliges an employer to grant leave for 6 weeks post-birth because that individual could not necessarily be able to return to work. So in that instance, unless a doctor indicates otherwise, they're not allowed back at work. Where a different principle applies for parental leave, adoption leave, and commissioning parental leave because it contains the word may. And I anticipate that although this is very positive development, that a lot of fathers or mothers or whatever the position the person finds themselves in, they may elect not to take it if it's unpaid, and yeah. employers may not necessarily feel it as badly as they anticipate to.
Okay, so that's really important to emphasize. I mean, for those who've been through maternity leave, as I have, you've got to fill out those forms and wait for the UIF to pay you, and that's not a particularly efficient process, and let's not even talk about the online claims process, which is such a shambles at the moment. But it is there. Your boss has got to give you the leave. They are not obliged to pay you for it. You can claim money back from the UIF. The same is going to work for the paternity leave, except it's not obligatory. You may take the leave if you want to. What level of payment can you expect from the UIF only once this does kick in?
So it prescribes for maternity leave or for parental leave benefits 66% of it says 66% of earnings up to a certain income threshold, which ultimately determines or is determined with reference to how long you've worked leading up to the period at which your leave will start, or the number of days you've contributed. So there's a prescribed calculation. But that's an important thing to mention, because most employees, well, not most, it depends on the level at which you earn, will not get 100% payment. So although you may take the leave and you may go and claim the benefit, employees should not be expected to be then in the exact same financial position as they would have been had they gone to work.
Okay. You've mentioned commissioning leave and adoption leave as well. So important to emphasize, this is going to apply not only to adoptive parents, but to those who have had a baby via a surrogate. Is that correct?
That's correct. So it provides for three new types of leave, which is parental leave. That's your 10 days, which is also being referred to as paternity leave, and will now replace the previous family responsibility leave for the birth of a child. And then it introduces two new forms, being adoption leave and commissioning parental leave, which both gives you 10 weeks. So what I think is brilliant about this is that it gives various couples the option of deciding how they would like to take their leave for their family and what is the best fit for them. So one parent may take parental leave of 10 days and the other parent may then take the 10 weeks of commissioning parental leave or adoption leave. So it provides quite a bit of flexibility for families.
It's a system that's used in other countries. I know my cousins in Canada had that option. They've got huge benefits there, but they're split between the man and the woman and then all the women and the woman. And there's the chance to decide for themselves how to balance it out in the most practical way possible for their family, which I think is really supportive to parents. You mentioned that parental leave will replace the accommodation within family responsibility leave for the birth of a child. I think quite important to clarify, Anli, that doesn't mean family responsibility leave drops away. It still remains in place for the loss of a parent, the loss of a child, etc. Is that correct?
That's correct. So it will only fall away insofar as it applies to the birth of a child, but it would still be there for a child that's sick. So in other words, for toddlers and up, you'd definitely still be entitled to take that. Or once you've come back from maternity leave and your baby gets sick, you'll have that additional 3 days.
Okay. Warren asking on the email whether you can negotiate when you take the paternity leave. Must it be taken immediately after the birth of the child? I think you've sort of partly answered this already, or do you have are you able to wait, and if so, for how long?
So that's an interesting question, because in the Act it says the word may, and in the Unemployment Insurance Act it says that you must claim your benefit within 12 months. To me, that allows you some flexibility to say to your employer, as some fathers have expressed to me, the case is that they're not necessarily of much value whilst the mother is in hospital, or that whilst their partner is in hospital, or while the baby is arriving, if they're adopting a baby.
Yeah.
So in that instance, they may negotiate, and I think you may approach your employer to say, I might not necessarily be of value the first week into my family. It may make more sense for me to be there from week two onwards.
Yeah.
And that can definitely then be negotiated with the employer. I think on that point as well, what some employers I'd like to just notify them to is that if you're in a position of providing your female employees with paid maternity leave benefits, now is the time, especially this time of the year when planning is being done for next year, to also start considering that benefit may need to be provided to employees taking parental leave, adoption leave, and commissioning parental leave, to ensure that no discriminatory practices are in place.
That's really important. So, as you said, this is quite a practical step that the department is giving a sort of a window period for employers to get their house in order and be ready for implementation of this additional leave. Because, as you say, if the company's position is that you do offer some co-payment to a woman on maternity leave, then one would expect you would offer the same benefit to a man taking paternity leave. So that's really important to take note of. On a similar vein, I know that women qualify in the case of a late trimester miscarriage, or in the case of a stillbirth, they qualify for maternity leave. Does the new I don't know what the word is, but does the new setup make any reference to fathers being able to take paternity leave in similar circumstances?
Unfortunately, not. So the 6 weeks that's afforded to a woman that lost a baby, that's only afforded to the traditional maternity leave, if I can put it that way, which is the maternity leave that we're all used to. However, I think there is scope to argue for family responsibility leave in that instance.
Okay. We are chatting to Anlie Besaidenhout, Senior Associate in the Employment Practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr. And Anlie, I want to thank you so much for the good summing up you've given us of where we are. Everybody hold your horses. The paternity leave is not yet takeable, if I can put it that way. We hope it is going to come into effect early in the new year. All of the bits and pieces to create the framework to allow claims are being put together bit by bit. But Anlie, thank you so much for walking us through what is in effect and what is still to come. We really appreciate your time today.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And apologies for the slight delay. Anlie was talking to us from overseas, so it did make the phone line a little bit delayed, but hope you could follow the gist of that interview. And please do feel free to look for and share the podcast if you would like to update somebody else in your life on those new developments.